had to give. They get it to Leiprandt. Leiprandt gets it to Cleary. Cleary brings it to the top of the key. Hubley's still setting and moving. I don't know if they're necessarily working for that last, but they're going to be a little bit more quick. Brooms gets a one-on-one, but he throws it back out of the paint there when he saw the help coming. Leiprandt gets it down on the low baseline outside the three. He's covered there by Dunning. He looks to go one-on-one, and he gets it. And to get a foul away from the ball?
I believe so. You know what I would tell my players? I continually remind them, look, we're ahead. When do we need to shoot? When it's a layup.
And it's
keep working.
A key foul there. If I read what Fred called over there, it was on Dunick. And that's Dunick's fourth foul with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. It has not come up on the board yet, or else I missed it. But Cassidy gets the ball. They bring it up the court. Israelson tries to work against Nowicki, and he gets a good job. He does a great job on Nowicki. Nowicki was on his heels, and he bumped into him, and Nowicki's going to pick up his third foul. Both teams are in the bonus now the rest of the way out here. 3:15 to go in the ball game.
Just need to make free throws.
And this is a good substitution by Pickford. Josh White coming in for Nowicki. Nowicki looked a little tired. He sprinted up and down the court several times there. And
he's Mr. Super Sub tonight, so...
Israelson misses his. Josh White gets the rebound, gives it to Booms. Booms comes up the right side now, picks up his dribble, hands it off to Cleary. Cleary, Drake, White, Leiprandt, and Booms in the game. Dunick, Varney, Ketter, Israelson, and Orban for Cassidy. They get it to White, who shoots it off the low block. A nice assist there from Marshall Cleary. Marshall Cleary was going baseline, couldn't make the shot, dumped it off to White, laid it up and in. 48-35, and now we're going to get a blocking foul on Cleary.
Marshall Leiprandt.
What'd they call him?
Marshall Cleary.
Oh, combined two. I was watching Cleary get the foul here. Great.
Yeah, Leiprandt was taking it on the drive, and Dunick tried to draw a foul from him, and then he recognized that Dunick had fallen backwards. Still open, took it in, drew some more people, and kicked it out.
And then Cleary here got the reach-in foul on the press, and that put Varney on the line, and Varney makes the first one, the senior. And he makes the second one. He's a 73% free throw shooter.
I don't want to follow Cassidy.
Here comes the full court press from Cassidy. Cleary gets it up the court with no problem. The Booms almost had it wide open for Leiprandt and back door, but a good hustle play by Dunning to shut that down.
Hubley is showing great patience. Great control.
235, 48, 37 here. The Bearcats with the lead, and it's a lot different looking guards than what we saw the last time we had them over in Harbor Beach, Coach.
Yeah, they are showing lots of discipline right now.
Much better ball control. They weren't panicking under pressure, some of the things we saw happen in Harbor Beach, and that was way earlier in the season, too. So good to see from the Bearcats here if they want to move on that they've got good play by their guards. And now Alex Varney takes the foul, and he's going to send Austin Drake to the line. And Austin Drake's a pretty good free throw shooter.
You know, it's really hard. When you look at a 6'5", Leiprandt, and he's catching the ball, wing extended, and Dunick has to come out and play defense on him. That's really hard, and he does a great job of handling the ball. Very confident out there. So,
and Drake misses his free throw, and he goes in to get his rebound, and he tried to get it from a big guy, and he got called for the push from behind. So Drake's going to pick up his second foul, team's 10th, and they're going to be in the double bonus the rest of the way out. And Pickler's going to talk to him here for a little bit. We'll be back after we hear from Signature Bank.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Boddox, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboard, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back here at Cassidy High School, where the Ugly Bearcats have a 48-37 lead over the Cassidy Redhawks with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Have some updates for you. At the end of the third, the USA Patriots are defeating the Baddox Hatches 52-23. And we have a final out of Harbor Beach, 51-32. There was no doubt about that income there. Harbor Beach is back.
Yeah.
So whoever wins here tonight will move on to play the Harbor Beach team, who's playing with a vengeance right now.
Playing
they want some type of hardware in this postseason, so look out, Bearcats or the Redhawks.
there haven't been very many years that Harbor Beach hosted a district. You know, they're far and few between, so.
And they had girls and boys, so it's been busy over there for Pazinski.
Right.
And he's done a nice job last week, and I'm sure he will this week. Ernie Cheddar's first shot's up and good. Second shot's up and good. Making it 48-39. Go ahead.
One of the nicest venues, I think. One of the nicest courts in the thumb.
Talking to Pazinski today, he thinks Tuesday night or Wednesday night they might have to clear the gym between games. If the crowd shows up the way they expect and the way the ugly crowd is here tonight, and Cassidy's got a good turnout, could very well be. So.
No.
Cassidy picks up the reach-in foul there on Leiprand as Ugly's in a mini stall.
Who's in the first game of that?
That would be the Lakers, probably USA. And they all travel well. Everybody up here travels real well. And we've got some
right.
good fans up here that do a good job of supporting their boys' program.
Yeah, and those two are West Siders, so they'll all show.
And Orban picks up his first foul there as they try to stop the clock. Checking in for the Bearcats is Kaufman. Checking out is Austin Drake. So Marshall Leiprant goes to the line for 1-1 here with 1:58 remaining in the ballgame. Bearcats with the lead 48-39. Make that 50-39. And the entire Leiprant family is here as usual. And right down to the newest baby, Joel Jr., Joel's son, I shouldn't say junior, I don't know what they're calling him. If he's Joel the third, I don't know his name, so I take that back. But the baby's here. Grandma's even here, and she had some surgery. She's got some pins in her ankle.
Oh, boy.
Ketter looks to take it up, and he goes up over Josh White. Doesn't make it, but the rebound controlled there by Varney, and there's three ugly players, and they're going to call it away from the ball on the floor. Somebody gave Dunnick a little chuck there from behind. And I love I love Fred and his animation there of what the call was.
Oh, it looks like Varney's gonna.
And Kaufman, got a little push happy there, but they're putting Varney on the line. I thought they pushed Dunning, didn't you think?
Yeah, well, he leaned in. Varney leaned in on a shot and had contact, but.
Didn't look like that's what he was calling, but.
I thought Josh White was the one that was gonna get it.
Varney makes the first one, misses the second, making it 50-39. Here comes the trap. Marshall Leiprant dribbles out of it. Now they throw it up court. Oh. Two wide open players. Josh White gets it from Kaufman and lays it up off the glass, making it 52-39. 1:35 to go. Here comes Varney. Varney dribbles, splits the defenders, goes up with the reverse layup, and he's going to get called for the travel. He tried to do the NBA move there, and Devil's seen enough games in her lifetime to know that that doesn't fly here at this level. Wide open press breaker again. Kaufman gets it. Gives it to White wide open, and they make easy work of that press, making it 54-39. And that's the last dagger, I think, for Cassidy.
Yeah, that's just tough. 54-39.
Ugh. Bernie with the ball. Bearcats in a man-to-man.
1:10 to go.
Gives it back to Ketter. Back to Bernie for the three. No good. Long rebound control there by Cassidy, by the Bearcats. I'm sorry. And we're going to get a foul here, and I believe it's Dunnick. Dunnick picked up his fifth, I believe, on the reach-in. Was that not?
Yeah, that's his fifth.
And that young senior finishes up a good career here that he's had at Cassidy High School.
And Cassidy clears their bench.
And they're waving the white flag here. And
they're chewing that towel.
And with it 54-39, 103 to go, Booms goes to the line and in for the game for Ugly. We'll start with Curtis Booms.
Wholesale substitution.
And Gabe Messing comes in. And Brian White comes into the ball game. And Marshall Leiprant and Booms are still out there. Of course, Booms is at the free throw line. His first shot's up and good. Making it 55-39. And checking in for Cassidy is going to be Nick Brown. Also now checking in for Ugly is number 42, Nathan Sorensen. Marshall Leiprant goes out to a nice standing ovation as he had a nice game here tonight. And Booms' shot's up, and it's good, making it 56-39. And we got a substitution coming in here. Now coming into the game is going to be Jesse Franzo for Booms. And on the Cassidy side out there is Alex Zaleski, Nick Brown, Ethan Nickel, Cole Israelson, and Rob Wischlager makes his appearance, the senior. Speaking of seniors, Cassidy's going to lose quite a few good players here this year. They're going to lose Varney. They're going to lose Dunnick. They're going to lose Ketter. And, of course, Nick Brown's the other senior along with Rob Wischlager here. They see some time. And there was some times last year when we had this game where we saw Nick Brown come off the bench and score double figures. Didn't see him much this year when we've been here. But getting himself to the line is Israel Sunny.